baseball, the New York Yankees dropped the Houston Astros a game and a half behind the AL West leading Texas Rangers.
The Yankees wasted an early 3-0 lead before Anthony Volpe singled home the tie-breaking run in the sixth inning for a 4-3 win over the Astros. Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
A big, big walk by Harrison Bader. Laying off some tough pitches there, stealing second right away, and then Volpe goes the other way for the go-ahead hit.
Things look good for New York after Giancarlo Stanton and Billy McKinney hit back-to-back homers in a three-run first. But Houston immediately responded with RBI singles from Jake Meyers and Martin Maldonado in the second inning. Kyle Tucker tied it with a leadoff homer off Wandy Peralta in the sixth. The Astros are 1.5 games behind the AL West leading Rangers. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other American League winners included Texas, Baltimore, and Seattle. This is SRN Sports. Staying with Major League Baseball and the American League yesterday, winners were Philadelphia, San Francisco, Milwaukee, and the Chicago Cubs. Interleague winners included Kansas City, Minnesota, and the LA Dodgers. In the NFL, Zach Wilson showed he can still move New York's offense as a backup. But the Jets kicked off the Aaron Rodgers era with a 21-16 loss to the Cleveland Browns in the Hall of Fame game. It was a battle of backups as both teams rested their starters in the NFL's inaugural game of 2023. NBA news, the Charlotte Hornets say the sale of the majority stake in the franchise from six-time NBA champion Michael Jordan to Gabe Plotkin and Rick Schnall has been finalized. Plotkin and Schnall say there'll be a focus on player development and what they hope to attract more free agents. This is SRN Sports.